what would you say then if you were going to characterize, and again, you've kind of said it, but what was the message you were trying to convey?
Really, that I understand being a public service employee, a government employee, and that, we are here to serve the public. And in that, I do understand it can be challenging. But, we're here to really do the best that we can, and and again, showing appreciation for the work that they've already done, but let them know that we're in this together, and that what I mean by being community focused, because I'd shared that in my swearing in speech, and that means everything from, again, realizing that we work for the public. But to also, being involved in community events and sharing our time in that way so that the public can get to know us as an office. So, hopefully, we could, create some bonding with that as well, just among the office, but that, part of that to me means that we are visible to the community.
How many times have you been asked about being the first African American in this position? And do you get tired of answering that?
I've been asked a while, and I've actually promoted that. And so no, I'm not getting tired of it because it's something that I think we still, the way to say this, it's a little bizarre that in 2023 that we still have firsts, ceilings to break, especially when it comes to race. So, one, I think we need to share that information to know that it's we still have a long way to go in making it the norm for women or African Americans to hold these executive positions. But so I think we still need to talk about it. So no, I'm not tired of talking about it because it's important to know that in such modern times when we feel like we've gotten progressed so much, we are still very much behind in that aspect of of having people in those executive positions. It's great for the presidency, but the local level are still lagging far behind. So I think it's important.
Yeah, and do you think that, I mean, as we're going along here, I'm just thinking different thoughts. Do you think that there is, maybe I'll call it an expectation in the African American community that you being an African American can, when it comes to, issues that may affect someone in terms of getting involved in the district court level, that you're going to have an understanding that can help in that area to maybe can prevent that. It sounds like a convoluted question, but do you understand what I'm asking?
Like just in the public in general, like I'm not quite sure. But again,
Yeah, just, I mean,
trying to ask that again.
yeah, well, I guess, just that maybe your experiences as an African American will, in coming into this position, will, well, I guess I want to say will be a plus when it comes to thinking of ways that can, can help the community where there won't be as many people ending up in district court. I guess that's what I'm getting to.
Well, I think my perspective, for race, because there is a disproportionate but it the court system does have a disproportionate rate of minorities in the criminal system, specifically. So yes, I mean, I think just the fact that I'm sensitive to that, I'm going to also be concerned about prevention, and that goes back to being, community focused as well, to try and prevent things from happening. Because once you're, it's so hard to get out of the system once you are in the system. And yeah, that's part of, again, my perspective of, we want to try and keep all, people out of the system in general, but specifically when there is such a racial disparity, I think it's all the more important to understand that, because again, regardless of race or gender, once you're in a criminal justice system, it's difficult to get out. So, and that a lot of the reasons people find themselves in the system is because of, systemic, racial inequities that have happened. So I think just being sensitive to that, and also wanting to, focus on the prevention, makes my view, or me being in this role, unique, and I do want to bring that that perspective into the entire system, because there are cultural differences as well, that's that could be taken into account when things happen, and. Yeah, I think it will help. Now, that does not mean I'm going to let everyone go, or people won't be prosecuted, and people won't be prosecuted fairly. But I think it will come in, when we're looking at different cases and factoring in culture, and then it's just my own perspective of understanding how serious and how important it is to, again, try and keep people from entering the system to begin with, which is why I want to look at, potentially broadening diversion, the diversion programs that we have, because that is, the way the General Assembly has allowed people to stay out of the system. So, that's a tool that's there, and if there's a way to expand that to keep even more people. Providing them that second chance, that I'm very much open to perhaps broadening that in a way that is still safe for the community, for the public.